In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
It's an interesting concept because you have to think about this. Why is it that you can give someone a sugar pill, a saline injection, or perform some false surgery or treatment, and a certain percentage of those people will accept, believe, and surrender to the thought without any analysis that they're getting the real substance or real treatment, and they begin to program their autonomic nervous system to make their own pharmacy of chemicals that matches the exact same chemical or treatment that they think they're getting. Now, it says a few things. Number one, it's not the external substance that's doing the healing because it's inert. There's some type of innate capacity for the body to heal, and there's some correlation between the mind and the body. So that pill represents possibility for the person. And so if you think about this, when they see the pill, they're conditioned into thinking that that pill can do something good for them. So in a depression study, for example, 3 out of 4 people that are taking a placebo in a depression study get better. Now that's 75%. Which means that when that person sees the pill represents hope or possibility for them. They begin to select a new idea, a new thought that they could be better, a possibility. It's called a clear intention. Some people will begin to become inspired, enthusiastic, excited. And when you combine that clear intention with an elevated emotion, you are changing a person's biology from living in the past to living in the future. And they begin to make their own pharmacy of antidepressants that begins to help them. Now, it's not a one-shot deal, because in those studies, for example, the person who's taking the placebo has to take that pill for 6 weeks or 8 weeks. So every day, then, they're reminding themselves of a new future reality. And that pill represents a symbol. It represents a symbol of hope, a symbol of possibility. And instead of them relating to themselves in a limited way that they have to resign to the idea that they can't think greater than how they feel, in a depression study, or feelings have become the means of thinking, they're actually changing their physiology by thought alone. And the redundancy and the repetition of that cycle begins to select different functions in the nervous system, and your nervous system is the best pharmacy or drug producer in the world, and begins to select new genes and instruct new genes to cause a person's biology to begin to change. And if you keep knocking on the genetic door, there's a good possibility that you can program a gene or upregulate a gene to do something well and downregulate a gene to turn off. And so my interest is in understanding how the placebo works. How does it work? Once you understand how it works, will you be able to teach it? Because do you need the sugar pill in order to move into a new state of being? Or can you teach a person to select an unknown instead of a known, and continuously select that unknown and emotionally embrace that future before the event occurs, so much so that the body, as the unconscious mind, begins to believe it's living in that future reality in the present moment? And if the person does that, just like taking the placebo for 6 weeks, alters their state of being every single day, is it possible that that unknown becomes a known and they begin to change their physiology and biology just by thought alone? you better be willing to have a new experience that is no longer a wishy-washy belief. It has to be a very strong impression in your biology that comes with an accompanying experience that then changes your biology to understand you believe something else. But that's not the end either, because then you have to question from that point, what is the next belief that helps you to understand the next thing? For example, the person in our work who, I'll use a simple example, has a very, very difficult marriage. And her marriage falls apart, her husband was abusive, and lived by the stress hormones for an extended period of time. Of course, all her energy is going for some threat in her external environment. She has no energy in her internal environment for growth and repair. No energy for long-term building projects. The body is in vigilance. It's always anxious. She's anticipating something bad happening all the time. And she's got food allergies to everything. She's allergic to her environment. She comes to the event, she does the work, it takes her 3 months, and all of a sudden, in one event, she has a breakthrough, and she's eating anything she wants. Now, she's changed her belief about her past because she's no longer saying, I am this way because of my relationship with my husband. See, because when you say, I am this way because I had an abusive father, I am this way because I had a difficult marriage, I am this way because I got fired from my job, what you're saying is, I haven't changed since that event emotionally. And so now you're viewing your future through the lens of the past. When you overcome that emotional state, a memory without the emotional charge is called wisdom. Now you're ready to create a new future, because if you're still attached to the emotion, you're still attached to the past, and you can't create a future. So all of a sudden now, the person has a transformation. She has a shift. She knows that she's liberated from that anxiety. She feels it. And as a result of it, in a matter of moments, Ben, her biology reorganizes to a new mind. And now she's eating. I'm watching her eat pizza. I'm watching her eat a hamburger. She's laughing. It's sustained. But that's not the end. Because if she's healed herself, then the next question is, I understand the physics and biology of what I've done. Is it possible if I heal myself that I can heal another person? If people are really, really believing that their astrological sign determines their destiny, then they will look for, based on their perception, the correlations that are equal to their belief system. I don't particularly believe that because I'm born at a certain time under a certain house that has anything to do with me creating the life that I want to have, right? So many people will, though. And because they do, they'll select like, oh, I saw 11:11 on the clock. Well, you've seen 2:36 on the clock and 4:18 on the clock, but you're looking for 11:11. Well, then that's your reality, because that's where your attention is, right? So I don't subscribe to that, but I respect that, because that person is going to keep that belief until it no longer serves them. And they're either going to evolve their belief or they're not. And if they don't, so be it. But if they do, they're going to realize sooner or later it's not working for them. I have certain beliefs right now that I honestly am questioning that I still think are limited beliefs. But in order for me to change those beliefs, I'm going to have to come out of my resting state, have to step out into the unknown and really check to see and execute in a very different way. I can tell you that there is a strong majority of people who are still taking the placebo, who are still making their changes. Because we know that, like in a Parkinson's study, you give Parkinson's patients a placebo and more than 50% of them, their intention tremors go away. But if you take those people after they're making 200 times the amount of dopamine by getting a saline injection or an injection of distilled water, they're making their own dopamine. And Parkinson's is a deficiency in dopamine. When they return back to their life, and they see their caregiver and they play chess with their friends and they see their wife or sleep in the same bed or whatever it is, their personal reality is creating their personality, reminding them who they are. Their disease comes back because they're back to the same identity. And that's how strong the environment is. So our students who continue to do the work are still getting, sustaining and producing more changes.
Wow.
Now that's the majority of our students, because our students are committed. But we do have students that don't make it. Why? Because we're doing something that is unknown. We're doing something. Not everybody is going to make that. Like, not everybody's going to finish the mile. Not everybody's going to make the journey to the top of the mountain. You know, it's a journey. And so we ask people then, the ones that have had chronic diseases or conditions, the majority of them, by the way, are still doing exceptionally well. Some of them have had a disease return. And what we have them do is measure. Every 3 months or 6 months, you measure. Why? Because this is not about denial. This is about knowing. So the people who have had some conditions return, we ask them to measure, and then we ask them to go at it again. And if their values aren't changing, we ask them to intervene with other medical means or whatever they need to improve. So the ones that have had the healings, though, the majority of them are still doing exceptionally well. Some of them that stop taking the placebo or they lose their job, they lose their mother, they lose their life, and they get stressed, and they go back to their old self. Well, it's a matter of time when we're going to start seeing some of those conditions return.
Offer valid on standard browsers, U.S. only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought, really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.